Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, professional astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In this episode, my guest is Devora Thunderbeat. We're delighted to have Devora here. She's an award-winning musician, composer, author, speaker, 22 DNA activator, and much more. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear what she has to share. Welcome to the episode featuring my guest, Devora Thunderbeat. The name Thunderbeat was given to her by Native American elders for her ability to heal and awaken through the power of sound. She's a multi-awards winning musician, composer, author, speaker, 22 DNA activator, certified Reiki master, contactee, and a pioneer in sound healing. She is an author of 4 books, Chakra Journey, Awakening the Chakras, Hand Drumming, Rhythms from Around the World, Look Up, My Encounters with ETs and Angels, A True Story with Extraterrestrials That Have Been in Contact With Her Since the Age of 4, and her latest book called Ancient Egypt Found in Sedona, Arizona, Faces in the Rocks. She's been on numerous talk and TV shows, including Gaia TV. Devora has won multi-awards, including a Beacon of Light Award for her inspiration, creativity, wisdom, compassion, and service to the community and to the world. Some of the awards that she's won as a musician, author, composer, and visual artist are 2020 Las Vegas Egyptian Sun Best Musical Production Award, 2012 Los Angeles Music Award for Egyptian Sun Musical Soundtrack of the Year, 2011 Phoenix Music Producer Choice Awards for Egyptian Sun Gods and Goddesses Musical Soundtrack of the Year, 2010 Producer Choice Award for Egyptian Sun Best Musical of the Year, 2010 ZMR Nominee Award for Musical Score Egyptian Sun Best Groove CD of the Year, 2006 Native American Music Award for Mayan Landing, 2012 Best World and New Age Recording, and the Beacon of Light Award for her inspiration, creative wisdom, compassion, and service to the world. You can find Devora on her website, www.thunderbeat.com. That's thunderbeat.com with a capital T and B. Download Devora's music at www.siriusstargate.com. That's Sirius, capital S-I-R-I-U-S, star, capital S-T-A-R, gate, capital G-A-T-E.com, all one word, www.siriusstargate.com. It is my honor and great pleasure to welcome our guest to Cosmic Scene, Devora Thunderbeat. Welcome, Devora.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you on the show. Can't wait to hear what you have to share. I think my listeners might want to hear more about your music and how that has evolved for you and your abilities to heal and awaken through sound.
Wow. Well, that story, it basically all started when I went to the Great Pyramids of Egypt. I've been a musician all my life. I actually play full drum set, and I played in rock bands in New York City for many, many, many years.
Very cool.
And then I went solo. And when I was in the Great Pyramid of Egypt, I was overnight with the group there, and I was doing ceremony, and all of a sudden, Archangel, swear to God, Archangel Gabriel comes in. Now, if you don't know who Archangel Gabriel is, he's the one who said to Mother Mary that, you know, Jesus is coming. But he's a messenger. He's talked to many people, and over in the Middle East, I guess he hangs out there. I don't know. But so he tells me this. He tells me color, light, sound. Now, this is just after I did a ceremony with my drum, my hand drum and everything, and did a prayer. And he keeps repeating this to me, color, light, sound. So I said, oh, he's talking about the chakras. He's talking about the 7 colors of the rainbow. He's talking about each chakra has a sound. I put it all together thinking, you know, meditating on this. And I said, okay, that's what he's saying. It's a long story short. Let me put it that way. And so when I got home from Egypt, I started writing the Chakra Journey CD. That's what I called it. And by the way, on the way over from Egypt, I said, I want to write a CD with the word journey in it. I actually put that out there. So when I got home, I said, oh, Chakra Journey, here we go. So he actually came and helped me with the tones for the Chakra CD. Now, this is in 1997. Now, there was no really Chakra CDs out there that I know of.
Yeah.
I have a dear friend, Jonathan Goldman. He's a master in sound healing. And he didn't even have a Chakra CD out there and at that time. So I came out with that, and that was my first sound healing CD. And then after that, it just took off, my sound healing knowledge and, doing sound healing sessions with my Chakra CD extended to other CDs. Like I have for my sound healing CD, I have a Ascension CD. I have a Heart Chakra CD. I have 14 CDs. I have to remember all of them. They're all 14 solo CDs, that is. So,
wow.
And they're, what do you call it? Let's see. Then I have a 12 DNA activational CD. And then my other CDs that I have are really from my sacred travels from, Egypt. Also, I've been back a few times, and I always would come home and write a CD right away from my sacred travels, the Mayan lands. I actually have a cosmic CD that I've channeled in music from different star systems. Seriously.
Seriously. SIRIUSLY. Can they access all of the CDs on www.SiriusStargate.com? Or
yes,
just
sure.
Okay.
That's my download site. You can listen for free and then download whatever you like. You're allowed to listen like three times, to everything actually. And every CD on there is totally different. Totally different activation, totally different journey, There's a lot of tribal things on there. There's a lot of, like I said, the ancient Egyptian kind of almost kind of like belly dancing kind of activation. There's a lot of fun stuff on there.
So you're very prolific creator. But as I look at your picture here, I think maybe you've had some past lives in Egypt. Have you, has some of this journey been back to rediscover what you may have been working with on a soul level in previous times?
Absolutely. The first time I went to Egypt was in 1997, and I'm looking for anything I recognize, because I know I had a past life there, just, internally, no one told me. But I said, okay, let me see what I recognize here. And it was the older temples. When I finally got to the older temples, I recognized them. And I was in Hatshepsut's temple. She was a queen. And the Egyptologist was talking all about her. And I said, well, that doesn't sound like me, but I think I was probably her sister or something like that. I said casually, right? And then I looked over and I said, oh my God, over here they used to teach the children. Over here's the living quarters. I mean, I recognized the whole place. And when I got home, I got Akashic Records reading from this Lisa Barnett. She's amazing. And I didn't say anything to her. And she goes, do you know you were a sister of the queen, Hatshepsut? And I'm like,
wow,
what?
Wow, confirmation. inner circle.
Yeah, and I was just kind of, seriously kidding kind of thing, But I just said, I know I've been here before. And then she tells me my name. She says, your name was Neferra-Re, and you used to teach the children in the courtyard.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the children, check this out, was Moses.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my next book I'm working on, where no one knows the timeline of Moses. I'm going to say I do, because my sister was the one that found him in the river. She found him.
And
it's a long story. I would be a whole episode, I'm telling you.
That sounds amazing. So that was where, when you were in Egypt, is when you were getting the color, light, sound downloads as well. And that probably you did some form of healing in those pyramids, which, as we are discovering, that they were used as sound healing places, sound, light, healing, the vibration, the geometry, all of that amplified it. And we're just coming back around to understanding that. So you're definitely prolific with this, with the music. Now, so you have the CDs, and as we said, people can get those through SiriusStargate.com. Are they available on places like Spotify too?
Yeah, a few of them. Yes, they are. Actually, you can listen to Spotify or Apple, some of the other sites. It's just that I haven't put them all up on there. I have so many. So when you go to the download sites, it's kind of freer, if you ask me, and you can download whatever you like.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's a great service that you're giving to the world. Now, you also do some in person, or you do some sound healings there based out of Sedona, correct? If somebody was going out there and they wanted to get a sound healing in person session, that is something you do.
Correct. Yes, it's totally one-on-one person, or I can do groups. I've actually do a lot of retreats. I can do many people at the same time, but they have to be live because of the quality of the sound. I'm a Reiki master, so I do a lot of, hands-on and, working with the shamanic breath work. I mean, so you really need to be there in person,
It sounds amazing. Now, have you had any testimonials from people who have come and some miraculous or what kind of things have gone on for them after these sessions? I'm sure you've gotten some amazing stories.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of them on my website.
That's good to know.
Yeah, the chakra. I don't even know how many I put up there. But I have, people remember their past lives. People go, oh my God, this one lady, she had back pain for like, I don't know how many years. She tried chiropractic. She tried all kinds of things. I don't know, went to many, many, many doctors. She said nothing worked. And she came with me and I had one sound healing session with her. And she goes, oh my God, after the session, she goes, my pain's gone. I said, well, let me know how long that lasts. If it comes back, let me know. I'd like to know because this is kind of new in this area. I know it releases pain, but she's talking serious long-term pain, okay? Well, she contacted me 2 to 3 weeks later. She goes, it's still gone. She contacted me 3 months later. She goes, it's still gone. So it relieves pain. So it relieves stress, fear, anxiety, pain, the sessions, and it activates your chakras and, tunes, brings you back into who you really are and expands your awareness because we work on clearing old stuff from the chakras. We activate each chakra because a lot of people's chakras are not all activated, only a couple here and there, and they're out of balance. So, and I balance them during the session. So a lot goes on during a session. Yeah.
It sounds, it's pretty intense that people are receiving it even at the physical as well as the energetic levels. I mean, all the subtle pathways, sound loves to just pump right through those subtle pathways and open up the blockages. So it sounds like your work does that. And even you have these testimonies too from people just listening to the CDs or the downloads, correct?
Yeah. Just listening,
A healer myself of many years, I would like to play that kind of, it's kind of good music to play in the background too when you're doing other healing work for all the healers out there. Nice mm-hmm. little soundtracks to have in the background when they're doing.
Right. I actually recommend it to massage therapists because the chakra journey does the inner work while they do the outer work, and the combination is profound.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It sounds amazing for all the healers out there. Check it out, download them, integrate them into their work. So you're doing remarkable service here with the music and all the other sound work that you're doing, Devorah. I'd like to segue a little bit because I know you have another offering that sounds amazing. And maybe you can explain it a little bit to our listeners, the 22 DNA light code activations. And I understand you don't have to be in person to receive that.
Now, I can do that through the internet. That's the major energy. We can go through anything, actually. But the 22 DNA activation, I'm actually one. It's very ancient, this knowledge that I got initiated to do. It comes from the Keys of Enoch, the Book of Enoch, which they took out of the Bible. They didn't want anybody to know this information, right?
Yeah.
But I was initiated by an 84-year-old lady that was been doing this work for 50 years or more. And she said, you know, I said, I'm supposed to do this work. And she said, she tuned into me. She goes, let me ask the guides, because there's only 10 people in the country that is doing this work and allowed to do this work. And I said, really? And I, when she activated me, I said, this is the work I'm supposed to do. So she tuned in to her spirit guides. She went home. Anyway, she called me the next day and she said, oh my God, this is one of the reasons why you came in to do this work. And I'm like, yes. And so I am one of the 12 now that does this work. And this is the work on your human DNA. And the DNA contains far more than scientists know. The mapping of the physical strands has begun by the scientists are unable to read the spiritual coding at this present time, you know. They have labeled these parts of the DNA as junk DNA because they don't know.
Right.
They have no clue. They're very and the DNA is a lot of it is etheric.
Right. Energetic, etheric. So it can't show up in like lab tests or on microscopes or whatever, because it's so subtle and it's beyond the physical. And so these are the strands that you're waking up, right? Is there, there's the two ones they know. And then in addition, there's how many more?
They talk about 12.
Well, no, I'm hearing even in the metaphysical communities, there's all these different theories about, you know, oh, there's an extra 12 strand of DNA and there's an extra. So I'd love to hear your theory or how your technique works and the 22, which this is actually the first time I'm hearing 22 strands. So I'd like to hear.
It's a master number. And some people go, oh, 12 and then double that 24. And they talk about 24, but this is very, very ancient knowledge, and it has so many of the 22 cellular memories in there, because those were the codes, the golden light codes were the 22. So basically, like, your DNA is sacred, and it's personal and it's unique. It contains codings that determines your body type, behavior patterns, and potential diseases and more that actually come along with some DNA and that runs in your bloodline.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the ancestral, genetic ancestral. A lot of people want to clear some of those patterns, it seems.
Yeah. Oh, well, and this is what the 22 DNA does. I'll go through the whole list of everything it does. It does clear out old genetic patterns, you know, of any kind of diseases. And they're one-on-one sessions. I can't do a group. These are personal sessions. But when a woman has three children, it's going to help the children, and it clears out their genetic coding of any diseases. It's incredible.
I know that's such a legitimate process that people are looking to do, like healing the DNA so that the descendants aren't going to carry forth patterns such as addiction, alcoholism, or other things like that. And this is what these therapies can do. And it sounds like the one that you're involved with is ancient, and it's the real thing. It's the real deal. It's not just some new age manifestation of a DNA clearing. This goes way back. It sounds like as far back as the Bible, Egypt, and
thousands of
been
years
on the planet, probably from the galactics.
Yeah, absolutely. I really believe that. Also encoded, there's information about your spiritual family, where you came from, why you're here on Earth. You know, the 22 DNA activates your personal codes for you to remember who you are, so, and why you're here. You know, it expands your awareness greatly. You just start to know things, you start having epiphanies, you go, oh my God, I don't know why or how I know this information. I just know this information, because that is your DNA being awoken. Yeah,
probably people also awaken latent talents, gifts, and even what we call in Sanskrit siddhis, SIDDHIS, which would be considered magical abilities, but really they're things like intuition clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience. I'm sure that this process would also awaken those, since those are all latent in all of us.
Yep, it's all there on the list. Actually, it's all on my website. If you know, I'll go through a few things, but you know, if you want to know more, they can go to thunderbeat.com and click on the 22 DNA activation. It tells you everything. But yeah, it empowers you to maximize your potential to bring forth talents you have unrealized, enables you to have more energy and clarity, allows releasing of unconscious knowledge stored within, like I was saying before, creates a greater opening for connecting to your higher self, allows clearing of family genetic and karmic patterns. Okay, I don't actually release the karma that would be a bad karma for me. So it helps you, you know, realize the karmic patterns and release them, you know. So, and it strengthens your immune system, quicker rejuvenation, and all your tissues and muscles. It activates dormant brain functions to their original divine plan. Imagine that.
Wow. That's such a great offering that people should check out on thunderbeat.com.
And it's a lifetime activation. I just want to say that too. It's a lifetime activation. You do it once and you don't do anything, no more DNA activations, because it is a lifetime.
They only have to do one session?
One session. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. All right. So much good stuff here, Devorah. In our remaining time, I kind of want to segue to your books. Some of your books, we talked a little bit about the awakening that we actually haven't talked. We talked about Chakra Journey, the CDs, but the actual book. And I also want to hear about your most recent book, Ancient Egypt, found in Sedona, Arizona. And we'll go out with a little bit about the ETs and angels. But as we discussed, that's a whole nother episode.
Okay, absolutely. Well, yes, I do have the chakra book. I mean, I'm totally spiritually guided. And by the way, I want to say Archangel Gabriel, he's a musician.
Oh, wow.
Gabriel, come blow your horn. He's a horn player. So he knows, no one puts the two and two together. I'm a musician going, wait a minute, how does he know this, you know, sound activational stuff? And I'm like, wait a minute, he's a horn player. So he knows sound. And so he is just amazing messenger. And I am a musician. I never thought I was going to write any books. Now I've got 4 books out and working on my 5th. And I came out when I finished the Chakra Journey CD. I did a chakra DVD with the color light sound in it. And then after I finished that, I'm in my recording studio. And he comes in and he goes, now write the book. And I'm like, what? I said, what book? He goes, it's a chakra book. And I'm like, oh, I go, and I argued with him. I said, there's 52 million chakra books out there. He goes, not like yours. Plus it will complete your package, he says. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. All right. I was just starting to write a workshop. So I started there. And then it just came into the full book, and he came in and downloaded me new, or I shouldn't say new. I think it's ancient forgotten information that I put in that book. And like, if anybody knows about the chakras, I got the star, the solar system aligned with each chakra. What planets align with each chakra? I got animal totems for each chakra. I mean, I have, the book is very, it's only 100 pages, but it's intense. It has tons of information. No, there's no psychobabble in there, I call it. Right. It's like, to me, the new way to write a book, as in just get to the point, because, you know, you when people read books, you know, you got a 20 page chapter, and then the last page is the information, right?
Right. So you get right to the point. Chock full of goodness.
Yeah. Chock full of chakras.
That's right. Chakra full. Yeah. That sounds amazing. I would think that yoga teachers would probably want to start using that to teach the chakras correctly.
Yeah.
And you know about the mantras, the Bija mantras that go to each chakra, like lum, bum, rum, yum? Yep. Yeah. Yep. I would think
they're all in the book.
Yeah, that's what I would think, of course, that you would have included those. So that's
meridian systems. I mean, it gets pretty technical in there. And then I have some fun things in there, but every page is like total information.
It's
a color book. I like it's photo book. It's,
oh,
I
nice. Have,
yeah. Beautiful colors. So, cause I love color, light and sound, you know?
There you go. Oh, that sounds very valuable to have in our libraries.
Yeah.
So the other one that you just wrote, the ancient Egypt found in Sedona. What, can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? I mean, I go to Sedona a lot, so I know a little bit, but I think some people may be fascinated to hear about the structures that are there and what they look like.
Yeah, well, I moved here about 23 years ago, and it was another magical experience that happened to me where I was guided by spirit. I was hiking everywhere, and then I was driving one day. I was going, oh, I want to go hiking over here today. And they guided me to this whole other place, totally opposite. And they stopped me, and they said, okay, stop here. And I'm like, stop there, and there's a Sphinx. They wanted me to see a Sphinx. And I was feeling Egypt here, but I didn't know. I felt a major connection here in Sedona. And that's where it all began, though. It all began from that one day when they guided me to the Sphinx, and then I started looking at everything. Now, I've been a rock hound all my life. Basically, I had a crystal store for 10 years in Florida, and then I moved here, and then I'm half Native American, and my uncle used to teach me, when you see the rocks, you see the faces in the rocks. Those are the ancient ones and the ancient knowledge. So I would always look at rocks differently, you know? Because I found ancient Egypt here. I'm still blown away. I'm going to tell you, because I found like 12 to 14 major gods and goddesses.
Wow.
And pharaohs and kings and queens. And they're all over the place. They're hidden in plain sight. It just, people don't think of, you know, the rocks are going to be something, you know?
Right.
It's all in my photo book. Yeah.
So do you take people on tours to see these when you come to Sedona?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's,
it's so much
cool.
Fun. Yeah. I do a 2-hour tour and I show them all the ancient Egyptian stuff. And it's, plus I have faces in the rocks. I found more things than just Egypt here. I found dragons and bird sculptures and high priests. I mean, so I take him on a tour of like faces in the rocks and the ancient Egypt figures, you know?
You know, there's a big, when you first come into Sedona down around Bell Rock, across from Bell Rock, there's a huge Ganesha. I'm a Vedic person, Vedic astrology, Sanskrit mantras and stuff, but I always notice that Ganesha, you're driving in, it's over to the left. Have you ever seen that?
It's in my book.
Okay.
It's in my book, and right across the street is a baby Ganesh.
Oh, okay.
And I have that on the same page.
All right.
It's all photos, and I have the same page, you know, because I am, once they got me started, I call them the rock spirits, you know, got me started. I'm looking everywhere and for everything, you know, and yeah. And it's right. And by the way, in that area, Kuan Yin is there. Every section has its own kind of, it's like a library here. Every section has its own like world. And so there's Ganesh, Kuan Yin, two Ganeshes.
Okay.
And it's like I said, it's still blowing me away.
Have you ever wanted to study astrology? Are you interested in knowing what your gifts, talents, life purpose, dharmic path may be? Do you want to understand your chart so when people start talking astrology language, hey, I'm a Capricorn sun, a Gemini moon, and a Scorpio rise, you can pipe in and join the conversation. Well, I'll be teaching a comprehensive 6-module astrology course starting in January 2024. I have a level 1, a level 2, and more advanced levels will be coming in 2024. So sign up through my website, JillJardineAstrology.com/101. So join the cosmic party. Yeah, so people can get these books on your website too, right?
Thunderbeat.com.
Yeah. The other thing is that down there at Bell Rock, if you walk, it feels to me like whenever I go there, I mean, I go all over, but that I've been noticing, it's like a, and the one that's behind Bell Rock, the Baby Bell, I think they call it, it's like a, it looks like it's a landing zone for spaceships. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, they see a lot of ships around Bell Rock. Going in and out, actually, of the mountain. And there, but those ships are, in Sedona, they're all over the place, I'm telling you. And I have got Bell Rock, which is a very famous rock. It is actually a lion sphinx. It is. I have it in my book. You have to get the book to see. You can go on my website and see some of the pictures. You know, it's not like it kind of looks like it goes, oh, my God, that's like the real deal there, you know.
Right. So that goes into your book, which we're going to probably have a whole show on, Encounters with ETs and Angels in Sedona. You've been having a lot of experience with that. A lot of people have, but there's certain areas that are very hot for that. And it's a constant activity, right? It's not like, oh, it's just going to happen during the full moon. It seems to happen a lot out there.
Yeah. Well, just about every night, and people go, well, I look up and I don't see anything. Well, you have to look for a good 30 minutes. How's that? You know, and they have a lot of people here that do night vision tours, and you'll see, I know this is going to be amazing to a lot of people. You'll see at least 40 to 50 in 1 hour with those night vision glasses. That's how busy it is out there. And let me tell you some information that I have put to two and two together with the full moon. The reason why a lot of people see more on the full moon or the day before the full moon is because they use that energy to pull them out of the atmosphere.
Oh, wow.
The moon's energy. Yeah. It helps them leave the planet.
That's wild, but it makes sense for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, yeah. Have you had encounters yourself? Well, this is all part of the next episode, but just a little teaser for an upcoming show. Uh-huh. Have you had encounters yourself? I mean, in your bio, you are a contactee. Do you think it's because the fact that you have some indigenous native DNA that the whole connection with star people is very prominent?
You could. This is what I'll tell you this. The first story was when I was 4 years old, I was playing in the driveway. My first contact, I was broad daylight, upstate New York, and I'm on my tricycle, okay? And there was a cloud ship. I call it a cloud ship because it was a ship cloaked in a cloud. And it pulled me up into the ship, and my mother ran out of the house trying to catch me, and they pulled her up too. And that's where the story begins in my book. It's called Look Up, My Encounters with ETs and Angels. And so what they did was they put me on a table. Actually, it was a table, but it was a rolling table. And they rolled me down this hallway. And there was these doorways that were arch-shaped. And each room had different colors. Each room was a different color. And then, so then they put me in this room and they shined like this golden light onto me. And they said, your name is Flying Eagle with Many Wings. And I said, that sounds Native American. So I asked because that's what you were mentioning. I asked my uncle, and I told him the story. I said, they called me this name, Flying Eagle with Many Wings. He goes, where do you think we get our names from? From the star people. We get them from the star people. We get our names. And I'm like, oh my God. There's your answer.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. And speaking of those cloud ships, they're all over Sedona too, aren't they?
They're all over the United, everywhere.
Okay.
I was living in Florida. They're all over Florida. They're all over. I mean, you can see them just about anywhere. Yeah.
Especially now. They're here to help us, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They don't interfere, though, because it's a free will zone. The planet Earth is a free will zone, so because we're supposed to kind of do it ourselves, but they give us suggestions. This is what they how they do it. They give us, like, you know, ideas. So we actually have to do it. That's the help they are giving us. And the other help they are doing is they're going to make sure this is the major work that they do, is they make sure that we're not going to blow up this planet.
Right.
They go into the nuclear weapons and dismantle them. So.
Right. We've been quarantined since the discovery of the A-bomb and all the nuclear stuff. I think we're quarantined in the galactic zone. So they really try to, zip it from their perspective. They don't want the contamination going out into the whole universe. But, exactly. I've told people that and people don't believe that, but, we know it's true. So, I feel like there's much more galactic intelligence here too, right now, to help with the planetary shifts that are going on. I mean, they have been here pretty strongly since the 40s that people have been seeing them, but yeah, a lot of people, they don't realize that these are benevolent beings that are helping the consciousness shift. And so, people can't hear that enough because people like to be in fear about that.
There's no fear. Yeah, there's no fear. It's just that we have to be the change,
Exactly.
Be the change. But, the guy that made the A-bomb, I forget his name, but take a good, if you get a chance, take a good look at that guy's face. He's an ET. He is not human.
Right. They brought in some of their
technologies
for better or for worse. But this has been such an enlightening interview with you, Devorah. I'm wondering if you have any words of wisdom for our listeners before we sign off. Any other sharings? Are you going to be at any expos or any offerings that you want that we didn't touch upon that you may want to tell my listeners about?
Well, I'm doing some private personal retreats include like all the work that I do and plus more. We get out in the land and we go on tour on the land, and those are personal for singles and couples, and that includes like everything. I mean, your place to stay, your food, everything's just you're going to be treated like a king and a queen. So I love doing that. We have so much fun. So that is very enlightening. And that's all in Sedona, Arizona. If you don't know Sedona, go look up some pictures. It will blow your mind. It's breathtaking. And that's what I'm focusing on now. It's just getting retreats and doing, like I said, the one-on-one. They're private retreats. So.
That's a great offering, and people really need that kind of condensed activation, and you're the perfect person to do it with all your gifts. So that's good to know. Again, they can check that out at thunderbeat.com. Oh, yes. Devorah, this has been a great time today with you. I'm so glad that you've been the guest and shared all your wisdom, and everybody go check out her music at SiriusStargate.com and get yourself elevated and activated to some of these higher planes. So yeah, thank you.
Sir, you're so welcome, and thank you. And make sure on some of those sound healing CDs, you don't drive with them because you'll miss your exit.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
Thank you so much, Jill.
My pleasure, Devorah. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode featuring my guest, Devorah Thunderbeat. Make sure that you download her CDs and download this episode, subscribe, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine, sending powerful cosmic vibrations through the quantum field.